Hey guys, the show's about to start. Sit back, relax, take a hit, and enjoy.
You're listening to The Yeah on Ain't Been Home Radio, brought to you by Family Ties, the label.
Dope Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard. The Wizard and the Wizard.
And welcome back to another episode of Toke Talk After Dark, featuring your favorite host, Mountain Man and
The Wizard. What's up, guys?
Hell yeah, super excited to be here. We got some pretty fucking crazy conspiracy theories to talk about today, man, and I am, like, uber excited.
Oh,
how about you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm, like, on the ride over here. I can't wait to hear.
Oh, man. So I hit Wiz with some crazy shit. Are we just going to jump in?
Yeah, just go ahead and jump in.
Well, how about before we jump into this, why don't we give a shout-out real quick to an awesome little business across the way, Nutri-Green, for providing us with the smoke for today's show, man. I'm pretty excited. Hell yeah. Good shit, man. We got over here I just lit up the jetpack, and it's shatter-infused flour, so it's got a crazy taste on it. It looks like it's burning pretty good, and I love this tip.
The infused tip? Mm-hmm. That was pretty exciting when you told me about it. It's pretty good.
Hell yeah. So anyways, getting back into it, man, I was super excited about how I was having a conversation with someone earlier today, and they were like, hey, man, did you know that the Earth is not a sphere? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Planets are spheres. Like, all planets are spheres. Like, it's a ball floating around in fucking outer space, you know, doing its thing. I know there's a lot more science involved. Wiz could probably get into that for hours, but it's not a sphere, bro. The Earth is actually closer to being flat than being a sphere.
Bullshit.
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 Dude, I am telling you. So I said the same thing at first. I had my reservations about it. And I was like, dude, there's no way that the Earth is even remotely flat. Like, I grew up, you know, flat earthers. You know what I mean? But,
oh, yeah.
But, like, at the end of the day, so I start my Google search, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, now I need to dive in. And as soon as I typed in, what is the actual shape of the Earth, bro? You'd be surprised what Google told me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So apparently, according to NASA and all these big agencies and all that bullshit, and according to Google, it says it right here at the top, it is a oblique spheroid. Huh? So it's technically still kind of a sphere, but if you look at that motherfucker, it looked like a pancake that rose too high off the fucking pan.
Huh? Yeah.
Like, no bullshit. And apparently most of the pictures that we see of the Earth from outer space are from its side axis. So,
you know the best description I can give it?
Huh, like a deflated basketball?
No, not even deflated basketball. You know those, like, dollar fucking balloons you get from, like, the Dollar Tree?
Mm-hmm.
The silverest ones?
Yes.
Just, like, laying down.
But so, like, the big thing is that I did not myself realize how, I mean, I guess it's not flat, but how smushed it is. But
yeah.
They say it's
speed,
from,
right?
Yeah, it's from the speed of the rotation of the Earth. As it spins around, it sucks the equator out,
yeah,
if
yeah,
you
that,
will,
yeah,
and
yeah.
And it almost flattens it out on its axis as it's spinning.
Hell yeah.
And I just thought that was a really cool little trait about the Earth, so then I start diving deeper, and I'm like, okay, well, we have all these different planets that we're going to try and, you know, look at for external life from the Earth, you know what I mean? Like, aliens and shit like that. And, like, if you look, all of the planets that we have been trying to go to check for this all have the same shape.
Nothing.
But there are other planets in our solar system that do not have that shape to them. If you look here, Mars, one of the planets we're trying to go to right now, is an oblique spheroid, right? Another one that we've been looking into very heavily, Jupiter. Jupiter is an oblique spheroid. Saturn is an oblique spheroid. Neptune is an oblique spheroid. So it's just crazy that it's like all of these other planets, right, that are floating around us, if you will, have different characteristics that I was not made aware. Like, that it's not just common knowledge, you know what I mean, to just know that all of these planets are different shapes, because you're put in school, you know, it's taught to you that everything's sphere, you know what I mean? That it's it's not a circle, it's not a pancake, it's not flat, it's not none of this shit, it's a sphere.
But flattened. It's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
That's still bullshit.
I'm telling you. I mean, so like the sun is a sphere. It doesn't do that. And Venus is also a sphere.
Because it probably doesn't spin as fast. Right?
It doesn't spin as fast. Exactly. So I think that it's something to do with how fast it rotates. Maybe that also has to do with, you know, a little bit of its atmosphere with gravity, all these other things, you know what I mean? That kind of make a planet.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that it's crazy to see these similarities among other planets in our solar system.
Okay. I still don't think, I think it's bullshit. Okay, so real quick.
The Earth's flat.
So, no. Fuck that. All right, so. When the International Space Station takes a picture, why the fuck is it round?
Because where the International Space Station sits, it sits above. Mm-hmm.
Of course it does.
Seriously, though, like where it sits, though, it almost looks down on this oblique spheroid. Or, right? That's what I called it?
Yeah.
This oblique spheroid, it looks down at it. So when you take pictures of it, it's almost got like a circular look to it, right? However, it's just the angle. Okay. Like I tell you, bud, everything's perception.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So what about the satellites that aren't in those directions, like up in that? What if the satellite? Because there's certain satellites that are free roaming. Well,
yeah, but so these satellites, they don't roam up like across Antarctic down around south.
Yeah. Or
whatever,
way.
The South Pole and everything. It's this
it's
way
the
because
equator.
That's the way the Earth spins. So that's the way it takes its pictures. So when you look at it, I mean, even if you look at these pictures from NASA and all these different space organizations, now that I said that to you, watch when you go back and look at these pictures. The Earth's going to look different to you.
Huh?
You look at it and you can almost see where it elongates and it stretches.
Oh, yeah.
Because looking for
that's
it.
That's science. I mean, yeah. I get that. I mean, we do that to a ball. It's going to do the same thing.
Exactly.
I get it.
A tire but it just on doesn't, car as it spins too fast.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense that, like, why do pictures not show it? If it's like that, why can't we get a picture of the Earth?
It's not so much why can't we, it's why haven't we been given it.
True. I mean, you could think about that, but we just got to go to space, dude.
I think that's our next mission.
Yeah.
I think we need to call up Elon over there, man.
It's just going to be flat, and I'm just going to
and it's going to drop your jaw, and you're going to be like, what? How do I even, like, I feel so bad for making fun of flat earthers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
For so long, I was like, the Earth being flat, there's no fucking way.
Why ain't no way, boy?
You must be crazy. And it's like, well, I mean, like I tell everyone, this is why my views on everything are what they are. Is I love hearing other people's points of view on things because I don't know exactly what the fuck's out there on any of these subjects. You know what I mean? It's just everything is perception.
Nothing.
You know? Like when a scientist first went up there and he first looked at the Earth through that little tiny porthole, you know, he was probably like, oh my God, the Earth's a fucking sphere.
See, I guess I got to go to space and see for myself on some real
shit. Yeah,
man,
I swear to God, I get up there and it looks like an overcooked pancake. I'm going to be mad.
I'm going to be mad too. I'll apologize for acting like this on this particular episode. I will apologize to you.
But I'm telling you, man, it's like, everybody's got 50% of the correct story.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little less, maybe a little more, give or take some.
That's our government. That's our government.
Hell yeah.
So, are you ready for this?
Y'all
oh, my fuck.
Okay. So, do you know about the God particle?
No.
Higgs boson.
I don't.
You don't know about that?
I mean, I've heard of the name Higgs boson.
Of course, it's in the creepypasta.
Yeah, we shout out to
The Day God Blinked.
The Day God Blinked. You can check us out on any platform. Please, feel free.
Yeah,
one of my favorites.
Apparently, yeah, thank you for that. But apparently, you know, Siren, another shout out to our creep bosses. Siren has definitive proof that in 2012, that's when they discovered the Higgs boson.
Huh? Oh, man. So, like, when everything started going fucking nuts, pretty
basically,
much.
Basically.
I feel like 2012 is probably, if I could put my finger on a fucking date.
It's going to be 2020.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking 2012 when everything just kind of started going kind of crazy, man.
Okay, so they got science. You know how I always bring in the science. I'm like, hey, what is the formula to figure out why this fucking Earth is this spherical, whatever.
What's the formula for why this exists?
So they ran that formula, and they got definitive proof that we actually are spiraling in a black hole created by the Higgs boson on accident. There is a 2% chance that that is happening right now, and we just don't, and I quote, we don't realize it's happening. That's the NASA president.
So we're all dying.
Basically. NASA! And this all comes from NASA's website and the Higgs boson, the God particle, accidentally opened a black hole on Earth, and now we're spiraling through it. And they got data proving that.
What kind of data?
Mathematics formulas.
Like, Jesus fuck.
There is a formula that they put all this bullshit in there, and it said there is a 2% chance that you are spiraling to your death in a black hole right now.
Right.
Created
now.
By the Higgs boson.
Jesus fuck.
God particle.
Yeah, dude, right. Let me tell you, if that is fucking true, government's getting sued.
Hell yes.
I don't care how long we're spiraling.
Fuck all that. and they ran the test. Siren actually ran the tests against the orders of the European Organization of Nuclear Research. They actually told them not to do that formula, and they did it anyway for the public.
So
Siren is actually like showing us what's going on.
Is this just my flashback then, or am I actually here? Are our souls actually having this conversation? Is the person listening on the other side of this mic actually listening, or am I just going fucking crazy?
I don't know. But
that's nuts.
Yeah. And I tend to believe more of that theory because they have they got mathematical.
But it's only a 2% chance.
But still.
There's still a 98% chance that we are just here because we happen to be here.
Okay. Still. There's still that. There's proof that the chance, it's not it could happen.
That it is happening.
But there's proof that it could be happening. Right now, we just don't know it. And I quote again, we just don't realize it. Which is nuts. Or could the theory on black holes be completely incorrect and we're in a black hole, but it really doesn't do nothing to you. We're just traveling somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know because we've never been there.
There is physical proof being that, I mean, the Earth spins, 3,000 something miles an hour?
Yes.
Right? And the reason we don't feel that inertia is because we are born into it already. Like, it is already happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, that being said, theoretically, yes, the Earth could be traveling somewhere through space and time. Remember, we talked about After Dark number 4 or 5, something like that.
We
had talked about the fact that I had found a theory online that we are traveling through space and time, like all of life in existence as we know it is traveling through the void of space at incredible amounts of speed.
Yeah.
So imagine if the black hole that we had opened was big enough that the entirety
of the universe,
of what we conceive as the universe.
Yes.
Not the universe, but what we can conceive as it.
Yeah, gotcha.
Is flying through this fucking black hole right now.
Okay.
And that's why nothing's breaking. It's because it's so massive, right? Like and we were already born into it. See, I don't know if this is, if this was the God particle being opened so much as if this is something that has been happening for, I mean, as long as time can understand. Because think about it. When you're born into something, like say a fly's in your car.
Okay.
Right? And you're driving down the road because you forgot that bag of McDonald's in the backseat for a couple days.
Okay.
All right? And you get in your car and you're driving down the road at 60 miles an hour. And that fly is flying around inside of your car.
Yeah, at 60 miles per hour. Going 60
10,
miles.
15 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Now, when that fly is flying forward, he's technically flying 75 miles an hour.
Technically, yes.
But he doesn't realize it.
Yeah, he doesn't.
At all.
Yes. That's why we don't feel the earth spin.
That is a visual representation of how we could be flying through this black hole and not even know it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We could be on Earth. We could be having this conversation right now, and all this could be still happening, but it's on such a massive scale that it's not, like, breaking things apart in the way we would understand a black hole. Like, the way we observe small black holes, if you will, because okay. we don't know this in time and space. Things don't become science until someone actually observes it, records it, and documents.
Nothing!
So all of this is theoretical. All of this is people sitting down brainstorming what the fuck could actually be going on out there. Because I promise you, me and you might only be on the fucking surface.
Yeah.
There could be so much more to it.
It could be.
But it's, that's like I said, everybody has 50% of the truth.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Always. And that's, I don't know if that's so much something that's like brought to us by the government or brought to it. I feel like it's just human nature. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like say you're walking down the road and you find a $100 bill on the ground.
Hmm.
You're not going to go out and tell everybody in town you found a $100 bill on the ground.
Oh, of course not.
Because someone might say, hey, man, I lost that $100 there.
Of course.
It's human nature.
Yes.
I heard this.
And it's just fucking wild. Especially recently, within the past like 6 to 8 months, the advances in science that we've been making, the advances in understanding what's around us, challenging the things that we have believed for millennia.
Now, I didn't challenge nobody. Oh, yes, you did. Challenge! Hey, challenge!
For generations.
Challenge!
That's nuts, dude. I dig it. Sorry, I'm trying to find my other articles, dog. Sorry, I'm listening, though.
Oh, no, you're good.
I'm listening.
Good,
that fucking shit right there got me fucking toasted.
Oh, yeah, guess what? And I just tried to relight it, and she is done. Looks like we are moving on to the next smoke of the show. What do we got here? I think this is the Pinhead Larry.
Pinhead Larry? Shouts out the Pinhead Larry. Nope, shouts out mind. The SpongeBob, by the way.
I think this is the hybrid NG or
something. Oh, it's the NG. Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan.
The Dirty Dan. The Dirty I think that's Dan. What he said out there. The Dirty Dan.
I'd say I'm Dirty Dan.
That's crazy. How's it going?
First it's impression. Good. Tastes good.
Tastes good.
I mean, it's in a raw wrap, so I mean, I like raws. They're tasty, but I haven't quite got to the weed yet.
So the wrap is good. We're good there.
I think this is the infused one.
Yeah. So tell me, what do you know about the Black Knight satellite?
The Black Knight satellite.
That is.
I've heard it mentioned, and I mean, so I do a lot of like deep space exploration article reading. Like that kind of shit excites me because like it almost takes away like all the little. I don't want to say like it completely takes away like, you know, how what people are going through, their struggles, whatever. But it almost like makes them like everything here seem smaller. Like it just makes you seem like a grain of sand.
We're nothing
in
the universe.
That's what I'm saying. So it's one of those things that it enthralls me because it's something that I can't physically comprehend. You know what I mean? Like how big it is and how.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I do crazy. That. If you just look up in the sky, I feel that way.
Because
when I look up in the sky, I'm like, I'm shit.
Yeah.
Compared to everything. What's going on.
Like, imagine the things that are going on not this side of the galaxy, but on a completely different side. Like, even, and that's such a human thing to say right there on a completely different side because we don't understand, we can't comprehend the fact that it is what infinity is because. Fuck am I. We can't comprehend as humans what infinity is because everything has a beginning and an end.
Mm-hmm.
Everything observable in our science has a beginning
and an end.
And a fucking end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everything we've ever created, even the things that we say last forever, eventually, over time, they will degrade and they will end. So it's just something that we can't comprehend. So then scientists try to say, well, this is the edge of the universe. This is where all things that we know as planets and life and whatever the fuck, this is where it stops. And then it's just this big openness, right? That's, of course, what they would say, because they can't fucking see it.
Of course.
Because now here we are, you know, how far into that other satellite? What's the one that we sent down?
The web.
The web satellite. Yes. Now we're, what, 3, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months? How long into this?
Yeah.
Already seen things that we have never seen
before. We've seen the edge of the galaxy, or the edge of the universe, apparently. Apparently.
But what happens if you get to the edge of that universe and it's like the Dead Sea? Or not the Dead Sea. What's the name of that dead zone in the ocean where it just, it's like a barrier reef. It drops off and it's just nothingness. It's in Finding Nemo.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about the Marianas Trench?
Yes. That's off whatever. California. You know what I mean? It yeah. just...
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you, dog. Good tangent there, bro. I like that.
It's good. Just like these things just make me think, man.
Okay.
Like,
so why I did bring up the Black Knight satellite is apparently you know how the ISS, International Space Station, is about to come down and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because well, it's apparently all the space agencies involved are getting together and they're gonna use the last bit of everything in the space station to shoot itself at the Black Knight satellite. Basically, if you guys don't know, the Black Knight satellite is like what we think is a piece of the black debris. Well, I know you can see it, but it looks like a satellite.
Yeah.
And it's just there. And no agency has said,
that's ours.
That's ours. So it's just a screenshot. But yeah, no.
It's a fucking satellite.
It's a satellite. So nobody out there said, hey, this is ours. So we have attempted in the past to go up to this satellite, but when we go up to it, it moves not further away, like shoots away, but it stays the same speeds to basically... The
first time I heard about this, they called it an asteroid.
Yes, yes. No,
remember
so
we were
apparently
talking,
it's breaking
looking
up.
Asteroid.
Yeah, and you see those little thingies
yeah,
right there. Apparently,
like
it sprouted solar panels
it's
from this shit.
Sprouted solar panels?
Yeah.
They were talking about this being an
yes.
alien life form
yes.
of some sort, like some kind of spaceship,
mm-hmm.
because it's been changing shape since it came
they to believe
our galaxy.
They believe that it's been around at least 1,000 years
what
around our planet.
How the fuck? So it's got to be at that point. To throw in towards that, I just saw a document. A movie.
Documentary.
A documentary. That's the word I was looking for. Jesus fuck. This next one's going pretty good. I just saw a documentary the other day about how they think there's a possibility. Hear me out. That, like, the Mayan and Aztecs
okay.
were able to somehow send something to space.
I believe it. I've heard of this.
Okay.
There is, well, specifically, a Mayan chief.
Yes.
Like, scientists today don't even understand where he got this information put into his brain.
Yeah.
Because he was like, we have no proof because he's dead.
Obviously.
And gone.
We weren't fucking there, but.
But people believe because of this theory, the
yeah.
guy's IQ was like 2,000.
Like something that's not even on our scales.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I know Jesus exactly what fuck. You're talking about.
Yeah.
But apparently they did build a rocket and put it in space. That's the whole, I've heard of that.
That's
it's
fucking
amazing.
Crazy, though, isn't it?
I will obviously update.
Like, when I was watching it, I thought it was, like, one of those, like, what do they call those types of documentaries?
Like, one of those, like, the fake ones
yeah,
or whatever.
Like the mermaids. And,
mockumentary.
Yeah,
and yes,
like,
yes,
yeah. Oh, he's giving us a look like he's never seen the mermaid one. Yeah, so on, what is it usually on? Like, National Geographic. Nah, the Nat...
Nat Geo.
Yeah, that
Nat
one.
Geo. Yep.
So they have like these specials where they'll run like a very interesting documentary about how mermaids could possibly exist. It's where they do all the UFO finding shit, the paranormal stuff, everything that kind of pushes the
edge. They
have
a pretty good Bigfoot one.
Exactly.
It's on Netflix.
And you know what's fucked is that they put in the description that these documentaries are fake or fake. They're fictional.
But nobody catches it.
But no, and then it's like you watch this shit and it looks so like they're like, yeah, dude, this is real footage of Bigfoot. And you're like, okay, I'm going to obviously watch this real footage of Bigfoot, you know? And then you see it and you're like, dude, that's fucking Bigfoot. If I ever were to like see something in fucking like out there in the ether, dog, you know what I mean? If I was walking through the woods and I saw that run across, I'd be like, holy fuck, I just saw Bigfoot. There would be no other fucking explanation for it. It did not look like a bear. It didn't look like a horse. It didn't look like a goat. It didn't look like a fucking a rabbit that was mutated by fucking the government. That's not what it looked like. I promise you, this motherfucker looked just like Bigfoot. No other fucking explanation. So then it strikes the question, was it animated into there? But it doesn't look that way. You know exactly which one I'm talking about. The dude that was sitting in the trees across the fucking forge or whatever.
And Bigfoot ran
down the hill.
Yeah.
Like 50 fucking feet from him. Yeah. That was Bigfoot, dog.
It was probably real. I believe that, though.
Has to.
I believe that. I 100% believe that. Bigfoot is real. I 100%.
Why can't somebody that's like big in the science community just come out and be like, hey man, it's true. All these things exist. The water apes, the fucking Bigfoot.
Okay. So now you gotta go into your inner conspiracy. Mm. Does the government want us to know the truth?
But why?
Because it is as easy as thinking of seeing a Bigfoot, picking a gun up and killing it, and then showing the world, hey, I just killed a Bigfoot.
But see, that is so human, though. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I finally found this mythical creature that we have been telling tales of for thousands of years. Let me kill it. So that way I can show it to the world. Like, why can't Bigfoot just come out?
Well, see,
I'm calling you out at Bigfoot. Get your fucking ass out here, motherfucker. We need to smoke a blunt and talk about some shit.
For the longest time, the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
For the longest time, we sat there and said the Loch Ness Monster is a fairy tale. It's a cryptid, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you know that we discovered what we thought the Loch Ness Monster was. We discovered a carcass in Loch Ness.
So why did I not hear about this? When did it happen? In 1972?
No, it was I did a report on it in 11th grade, so...
Oh, God, so like 1982.
I'm just playing. Yeah, fuck you, dude. So 06. Yeah. I did a report on it, so maybe 05, maybe it was a little older. I'm not quite sure. But they found a car, like, they have pictures of it. Just look it up.
Well, that's like I mean, that kind of stuff can be made too. I don't know.
That could be completely.
So the giant bones that were found in, like, what was it, India or something like that? Mm-hmm. Like, so do you believe those are real? Because they put on the internet that was paper mache or something like that.
Yes, I'm not quite sure. I don't know too much information on those, so I'm not.
But see, then it's like fucked because you look at all these things that like Russia's doing right now to their citizens with, you know, keeping them from the internet and everything and changing things on the internet so that way it doesn't look, you know, the way that it's supposed to. A lot of editing and stuff, so that way it fits the way they want you to think.
Yeah, the narrative.
You think that our government doesn't do that to us?
They do. It's called subliminal messaging.
That's what I'm saying. So, to some extent, who the fuck do we believe? What do we believe?
Nobody.
50% of the truth.
Reddit. I'll say Reddit. Believe Reddit.
Believe Reddit?
Believe Reddit.
I mean, if anything, believe Reddit. Don't believe Reddit.
Don't believe Reddit. There is
some things on Reddit I do not need you to believe. Yeah, and trust me, I think half of them are put there by the Clintons.
Yeah, bro.
But we're going to move on from that. But seriously, no, there is some crazy shit on Reddit, man. And like every now and then it's like we joke around and we're like, man, you know, we should just like we'll be into the discussion about something and we'll be like, bro, think about this. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, man, think about this. And we're like, man, we could totally put a fucking conspiracy theory up on Reddit. You know what I mean? Like crazy shit, dude. Like
it's nuts, bro. So
anybody can do it. Exactly, because anybody can do it. I mean, I'm not saying that we've done it, But anybody could literally get up there and be like,
yeah.
Yo, so the sky is really like a neon orange color, but y'all don't see that because the government has plates put up around the fucking Earth. It's called the Thunderdome or some shit like that.
Bro.
And it's supposed to protect us from asteroids and aliens, and everything that we see in the sky is really just on like some sort of computer screen, like what's that one game where they have all the kids come in and fight to the death?
What?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they take people from like 12 different places.
And oh, you talking about the Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games, bro. We're in a giant version of the fucking Hunger Games right now. Shouts out to the Hunger Games, dog. How crazy would that be, bro? And like, and that's why not everybody can just shoot fucking missiles up into the fucking sky, because that's why, you know what I mean? Because like, you gotta have permission to open up that portion of the sky at night, so that way people can't see it, and then you can shoot the rocket through the dome.
The dome.
Yep. Maybe it's a double-sided thing. That's why the International Space Station takes pictures of a fucking sphere.
Oh my God. Did you just invent a conspiracy theory, dog?
Yeah.
I think you just...
Okay, don't believe that, though. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's false. It's just in one ear and out the other.
We're going to have to put that on Reddit, dude. Like, I'm going to have to...
I mean, is it believable, though?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Like, you think that they would do some shit? Like, but who would be behind it? It wouldn't be our government. It wouldn't be Russia. It wouldn't be any of those motherfuckers. You know who would be behind it? The fucking Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds? I dig it. The Rothschilds are in some shit.
They're behind everything.
They are.
Dude. Like, I'm pretty sure if God lives on Earth, I'm not saying that the Rothschilds are God. What I'm saying is that they serve him.
Yeah.
Either God or the devil, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah, they do own 98% of.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if anyone has split their hand to put their hand on that contract to say, oh, I'm selling my soul to whatever, it's fucking them.
It's them.
Shouts out.
Don't come after us, please. We're sorry.
No, but if you're down for investment opportunities, please let us know at the Roundtable. 75 or oh shit, nope. It's TRT Productions 757@gmail.com.
No, you're actually absolutely wrong.
Oh my God.
It is toketalkradio@outlook.com. Thank you guys.
Fuck yeah, dude. I love it.
Hell yeah.
My bad. Been smoking these fucking pre-rolls, man. And
oh yeah.
Are.
And by the way, if you guys are having trouble with the app, the radio station, you guys can email us at help.toketalkradio@outlook, and we'll take care of that. We'll help you guys out on that front.
Hell yeah, man. Fucking appreciate that.
Oh yeah, dog. Got you.
What is the next one we are smoking?
I have no clue.
I just put out the Dirty Dan.
You just put out the Dirty Dan?
How about we go back for another blunt?
Okay.
I got this pre-roll blunt here. This is... Oh, man. I was trying to read it to see if it had the name on it. I don't think so, but I'm too stoned to remember. This is a pre-rolled blunt with a nice little glass tip. I don't think it's infused, but it looks delicious. My lungs are screaming.
I feel you, dog. I feel you. All right.
Fuck.
No.
No. Please, Wiz, light this one for me.
I feel you. All right, so I know we were off yesterday, so I was on Reddit.
Yeah.
Like, after the kids went to sleep, so I started getting in on that.
Ready for this? I was in bed, drum roll please, by 7 p.m.
That's gross.
Right?
That's gross.
You know the last time I was in bed before
when I was 13.
Three. I don't know. I've just kind of been, like, running full speed lately. I don't know. So, like, everything big that's coming with the radio station and all that, you know, fucking shouts out to Quick Wake and everything. Super excited to come meet you guys soon. For sure, for sure. And then just meeting with everyone out here to try and get, you know, the best team behind everything to be able to produce at a level that we didn't even dream of doing at one point. You know, it's just crazy because this started as just a hobby, as something that we were just kind of doing together, kind of preaching to the world and it almost invite, you know, a bigger group into our smoke sesh. You know what I mean? Just talking about the crazy things that we talk about, just to almost excite people, you know? So it's just nuts, man, to finally be stumbling upon something bigger than ourselves. You know what I mean? It's no longer about just the funny conspiracy jokes and everything like that. We're speaking to the world, man.
Yeah, right.
Preaching
the peace.
Speaking
of, like, real things. So I went on, like I said, I was one on Reddit. So, and I stumbled across this thing. It was brand new. Like, literally, it was like 2 days ago it came up there. It was a good thread. They were like almost 100K in that motherfucker. It was like real quick. So basically the dude who made it, or chick who made it, and asked one question. What would be the most scariest, or yeah, just the scariest message to get from outer space? Because you know how we get like radio signals and stuff like that. What happens if we got one of those radio signals and it actually came out and said something?
Oh my God.
What would be the scariest thing to hear in that recording?
We're coming to kill you.
We're coming to kill you.
That was a lot. A lot of people said that. But there was one. Only one person said it, and I found it like almost at the very beginning. And I liked it. It was like perfect. The message said, "You are the last. Do better than us."
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's fucking tough.
Right?
Oh, my God. So, but how would they know that we're the last?
I don't know.
Maybe there is an edge to the galaxy. I don't know. That would be scary.
I just found it tough as fuck. I was like, damn, bro.
Imagine, like, to no longer feel like, I mean, it would take away the drive. I don't think it would take away the drive for exploration.
No, because there are people on this planet that are going to take that message and try to disprove it to make it, like, basically back to normal.
Yeah.
Like, there are people like that. I don't think we're going to take that. If it just said that, scientists are going to look and be like, well, hey, they're going to say exactly what you just said. How do they know we were the last?
Yeah.
Maybe we were just the ones that caught the message. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, no, that's tough. I feel like if it were true, though, I feel like there's definitely people out there, even today in our world, that would try to do their best at almost messiahing, you know, out into the universe what we have to offer from Earth.
Yeah.
You know, there's already companies that are working together right now to try and develop plans to, like, plant grass and make a atmosphere on Mars.
Oh, yeah, I did hear
like
about
in some
that.
Kind of, like, gel astroturf bullshit that they're going to spray the entire surface of Mars with. How crazy is that? Think about, you're going to spray something on the entire surface of an entire planet.
Wait.
That's fucking mind-blowing. I mean, I know it's not as big as Earth, right? I believe Mars is, what, like a sixth of the size or something?
Yeah, it's smaller.
But the idea that we're going to encumbrance an entire planet in something is just mind-blowing.
So basically, Elon's about to become a trillionaire.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's going to have to invent a new number. I think that's the main problem that's stopping society right now from space travel. Is we do not, as a planet, as a society, and not even just a society as in like a, I mean, as in like a species, we do not have the funds to, like, we don't even have the number that would be to invent, to do this kind of stuff yet. Like our economy is gonna plummet
we're gonna tank.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'm not alive for it, but we're gonna tank.
Yeah, because the things that we have to do in order to build what we're going to be doing, like, it just blows my mind.
It's
like
the Rothschilds. All the Rothschilds are gonna be like, you know what? Fuck the world. Switch, done. Like, we're fucked.
Like, either that or they finally chime in and they're like, is this thing on? Okay, guys, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to go to outer space, and we are going to colonize every planet that we can. Rothschilds out.
Rothschilds.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the only way that we're... I mean, I know that maybe Elon's, like, like a lost child or something from the Rothschilds. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. It's just nuts. Like, the amount of money that they are going to need in order to spray the entire surface of another fucking planet in anything. I don't give a fuck if it's in used trash. I mean, just the amount of travel we're going to have to do back and forth to bring these things. It's a whole fucking planet, dude. I mean, if you can land on it, I'm probably certain that you can. You cannot. I repeat, you cannot tow behind you what you need to cover that entire planet.
No, it's going to take like years.
If you're landing on it.
It's going to take years to cover.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to have to, like, I mean, we're talking generations after us.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, the fact that they want to eventually have, I mean, a biologically, stick with me, biologically artificial atmosphere. Yeah, are you with me? Are you with me?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
The only artificial part of it is the fact that we created it, not we, because we smoke too much weed for that shit. But we, as in
the human species.
As the human species have created. And okay, theoretically? I say theoretically only because they haven't put the shit on the fucking planet not an atmosphere around it. Okay, even an asteroid. Give me something. You know what I mean? But they haven't done it yet. I think they're working on maybe trying the moon first, but the moon doesn't really work like a planet, so I don't know if that'll work. But anyways, moving on.
Whole planet?
The whole fucking planet, dog. You know what that would do? Like, we could literally colonize anywhere.
That'd be kind of cool. That's actually pretty dope. So what's the company that's doing it?
Well, I know one of them. Anything that Elon's got his hands on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then probably NASA. NASA.
NASA. NASA.
Fucking... I don't know, you name it. I'm pretty sure that Russia was in on it for a little bit there. And then I'm pretty sure China was in on it there for a little bit. A couple other places, I'm pretty sure. But... yeah, man, it's just crazy. Like, I cannot wait to see what the future has in store for space travel.
Right.
Fucking A, so. You got any other conspiracy theories that you were kind of searching through the internet for?
Yeah, actually, I wanted, because I don't think we've posted the one where I talked about it, but you know, what's his name? He's from SNL.
Yes.
Pete Davidson.
Pete motherfucking Davidson.
Okay, so we all know that Pete Davidson had dated, real quick, like Ariana Grande.
Yep.
Kim K now?
Yeah, yes.
Kim K now. So
I think there was one more, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it was before Ariana Grande. But anyway, so this brand new conspiracy popped up about Pete Davidson trying to infiltrate the Illuminati. By dating these known Illuminati members, these females, i.e. Ariel Grande, Kim K, and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's dating these girls to infiltrate the Illuminati to find out if the Illuminati had anything to do with 9/11, because his father was killed in the 9/11 attacks.
Oh, my God.
So basically, he's been doing, like, secret squirrel shit to find out if the Illuminati basically killed his dad. And so based off that, well, what do you think he would do if it was true? If it was true, well, what happens?
Oh, my God.
What does Pete Davidson do?
Does he then turn into, like, some kind of John Wick and, like, oh, my God, you took my dog type shit? You know what I mean? And, like, just start fucking offing people.
Or does he just expose them?
Maybe. That would be crazy. If he just came back and he was just like, hey, look at all these pictures I have of everything that they have done. The Illuminati is real. Boom. Here it is. What would you do, bro? I would probably literally shit a brick.
Yeah, I probably would too.
New, like, pants. Some real shit. That is the
and you know what would be even worse? If the Illuminati stepped up and claimed it.
Oh my fuck. They just took over everybody's TVs one day and they were just like,
reading
hello.
Seasons of the world.
This is the Illuminati speaking. I'm real. I'm here. And I control everything. But then who are you? You know, like, are you the government? Are you the
they're the Illuminati.
Like, but that's who they are. So now here begs the question that, you know, organization, I'm not saying like NATO or something, but that organization that they say, like the one world government that like exists in the shadow government. Who do you think runs the shadow government?
In my opinion, the shadow government is ran by the 1% of the 1%.
Okay, so obviously Rothschilds.
Yes.
Okay.
Rothschilds, Clintons, yeah. Bushes.
Yeah. You think anybody, Musk? Or maybe, no, you know what?
Not yet.
I think that Musk isn't inside of it, and that's why he gets so much backlash.
Like criticism and stuff
because
like that?
Because he is as rich as he is. And they're like, oh my God, they're like, he's making, you know, close to what people think that we have. We need to shut that shit down.
Yeah, right. No, but basically, I believe the 1% of the 1%, but that 1% was associated in some type of, like, Illuminati-esque club. Like, yeah. Bush, the Bushes, Skulls and Bones from Yale. Another Skulls and Bones member, Jeff Bezos. Yeah. Skulls and Bone member.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, I did not know that.
Clinton, Skulls and Bones as well. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, the Clintons were involved with Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
The Bushes as well.
Yeah.
The Rothschilds.
The missing laptop.
Yeah.
All the bodies found under the owl. All of that. Looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about.
But, but that is the shadow government to me.
Yeah.
Like, it is like
the organization that meets together in some private place to...
I'm not going to say one world order because it's not one world order.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, yeah, I'm going to have to go with that. That's bullshit. Yeah.
There's no other word in the English dictionary for what we're looking for.
But yeah, no, it's the one, like you said, the Rothschilds, the Clintons, the Bushes, people like that.
That's
even
crazy.
There's probably even members of that are from like the UAE, like all those princes and stuff like that. There's probably some of those guys are rich as shit.
Like they're not even on like some of them are
a prince
encroaching
invented
on making
a whole
their
country, their, Dubai.
Yeah,
like he invented a country out of nowhere.
Like they're about to invent new amounts of like money, like things that are like inconceivable.
It says what we think.
Like,
Elon,
have you ever seen a quintillion of dollars? One quintillion dollars. What's that? Five? It would be the fifth space.
Wow.
Like past the fourth. Like we're at, what are we at? Billions, and then we have trillions. I don't even think we're there yet.
I don't know, dude.
Quadrillions.
This is just a lot, dude.
Quadrillions.
I'm good at billions.
Quintillions. Oh, my God.
I know this sextillion is another one.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy, dude. Like, we probably don't even understand half of it. Like, there's probably so much money that, like, theoretically money. You know what I mean? Like, not, like they probably hold on to, like, more, like, physical stuff, like gold and silver.
Yes.
You know,
stocks,
precious things.
Yes,
stocks, assets, you know, and different businesses and companies and inventions. You know what I mean? Royalties and stuff like that. Like, it's...
They don't have all that money. That's the crazy part. How much do you think Elon's worth?
The billions, oh, I know, right? I know that Elon's not... Well, so he's worth, like... theoretically, you know what I mean? 2 point
whatever billion or whatever. Yeah. But technically, he has said it that he's worth nothing. He has no money. He has like $150,000 paycheck or some shit, and he like does something else with it.
Yeah.
But like when he needs money, he sells stock.
Yep.
That's and like Jeff Bezos. Like if Jeff Bezos didn't own Amazon, he'd be worth probably a couple billion.
Yeah, maybe if that.
But without Amazon, he worth shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to think that everybody thinks that they're like so rich, but it's like they're rich because they own something, like you say, invention. Mm-hmm. Amazon is his moneymaker, man. It's almost.
But if you were to sell all of his fucking stocks, bro,
it's going
to
be the first $1 trillion company.
I thought at one point he had talked about possibly selling out of Amazon, and somebody else was supposed to take over. Now,
probably his wife.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
He paid a shit ton of money to his wife.
Oh my god, dude!
Retarded amount of money.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
He got got, bro.
Yeah,
like
tell you, man. Terrible sometimes.
Yeah, it's horrible. Like, bruh. But anyway.
Fucking A, man. I can't even imagine.
It's nuts. It's nuts. So, speaking of the 1% of the 1%,
yeah.
Like, going back to, like, the UAE, like, when you think, like, Elon's the richest person in the world,
right?
I think he's, I believe he's the richest person. Him or Bezos?
On books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's this dude, he owns cell phone towers, and he's worth, like, a couple $1 trillion.
That's right what now. I'm saying.
Like, it's retarded.
Yeah. Like too much money. Like, you would never be able, like, so they did this study on Elon's, like, amount of worth or whatever, that if you started making $10,000 a day or something like that from the time, like 1965 until current day, you still wouldn't even have, like, 10% of what he's worth. Well, what his company is worth.
That's retarded.
Dude, fucking crazy, crazy.
That's crazy. It's crazy. Just to, like, think about it, I'm high right now.
But yeah, no, just I know, like, too. Think about it. Like, it's, dude, it's
Damn,
nuts.
That's
so, like,
nuts, dude.
It's almost unfathomable the amount of money that these people have. So, like, when we see them, like, going to space and everything like that, like, I get that costs a lot.
Do you think Elon is working towards, like, taking over the world?
I don't think he's working towards maybe taking over the world as much as he is, like, working towards people just following him as some kind of messiah.
Taking over the world? That's the same.
Well, not the world, just a faction. Just and then he wants to take him to Mars. We talked about this.
Oh, yeah, we have. That is right.
His small faction and him are going to go back to Mars.
Back to the mother planet.
Yep.
Dude.
And they are going to spray the green foam across the land and sky and grow grass and crops.
Okay, speaking of
atmospheres
this,
and clouds.
Do you think...
Artificial clouds.
Artificial clouds.
Artificial
I've
clouds.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. No,
they
that's
actually,
a real thing. They control
they actually
the weather.
Said,
the government can control the
they
weather.
They actually said
I've seen it.
Bill Gates from Microsoft is
yeah.
making fake snow.
Yeah.
To be basically using clouds that are there and
yeah.
using a device to force snow into these clouds on like a 90-degree day in Los Angeles and make it snow from those clouds.
There is no way. I need to see this. We are going to LA. Please stand by. That video is loading.
Hey.
Not even gonna lie.
Yeah, like, dude. Like, not, I swear to God, if we are out there, Bezos, I'm calling you out, bro. If you have this ability, you better make it snow in LA May 1st. I promise you, dog. Show it to the world.
But, yeah, when I was doing a little research for the show, man, I came across it. I didn't want to use it, but I had to mention it, dude, since
yeah.
we got on the subject. Had to mention it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. That's not... He's trying to make it...
It's like... So, I can't say I've seen them do it, but I've seen, like, videos of a place that I've driven by before. You know what I mean? Like, in my travels, like, you know, I drive fucking everywhere. I'm, like, always down for a car ride. So, ooh, feeling it. I feel you. Hell yeah. But during my travels, my car rides and stuff like that, I've ran across interesting buildings that I thought were cool. And so, you know, you Google, what is this building known to do type shit. And no, bullshit, bro. No fucking bullshit. The government has the ability to control the weather. Like, they can make clouds and, like, start storms and, like, we're, like, everything, bro. I'm not saying that this is how things happen, but no, think about all the droughts that happened back way when the West was having all that problems with growing things. It was, like, what, 60s, 70s, 80s, something like that, back when we were, like, really into inventing things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how do you think all that stuff was fixed?
The government.
Or at least that's what I...
Well, yeah.
Yeah. This is another conspiracy theory by the Mountain Man. But no, seriously, they can't control the weather, though. That is real. Like, do your research. Google it. It's like, I'm sure NASA. I think it's NASA that has a lot. NASA. Has a lot to do with it, you know what I mean? But no bullshit. If you go online and Google who can control the weather or some shit like that, they can. It's a thing.
That's gross.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, but they do it to, I guess, study the ability to predict, like, extreme weather and stuff like that. So they say. But, I mean, obviously, your rabbit hole starts right there. Like, if there's an entrance sign, and you were like, that's the door. You feel me?
But the movie's good. It's a conspiracy movie.
Yeah.
Gerard Butler plays it.
It's like,
basically, somebody takes over what the government uses to make storms and stuff like that, and somebody hacked it. And then a whole bunch of shit happened.
Yeah.
I thought, like, I think that could happen.
Yeah.
If the government... I think that's why the government does not say, hey, this is what we can do. Because then somebody's going to try and hack that.
Yeah.
And then, if you ever seen that movie...
Yeah.
Shit goes fucked, bro.
No, I feel you. I mean,
they
that
put,
could
like,
be
tornadoes like... on, like, Antarctica, bro. Like, shit was retarded.
The perfect storm. Day after tomorrow. Check out these titles on... popular streaming devices like Netflix, and shouts out to whoever the fuck else wants to take us on. I'm just kidding. Hell yeah, man, but that really, like, that could be some crazy shit. I don't know, man. Makes you wonder about all the rabbit holes when what's his face there? Putin boy.
Putin.
Yeah, he was on that speech, and he said that I'm going to do something that the world has never seen. It's like, okay.
What
is he talking
okay,
about?
Okay, for one, I hate to talk about it, but, like, nuke. We seen a nuke before, so it's probably what's going to happen.
I don't know. I mean, so,
like a laser beam that's going to, like AIs are going to come out of nowhere?
That,
like,
would be crazy, bro. Imagine it would be like Red Dawn, but it's
bro,
robots.
With robots?
Bro, Red Dawn mixed with iRobot. That'd be some crazy shit.
Are we ready for that?
I don't think I'm ready for that.
I don't think I'm ready for that.
I'm not ready.
Are you ready? I don't know if you're ready.
Ready for that?
Are you ready for that?
You good?
Hell yeah.
I don't think I'm ready for that,
no,
bro.
I mean,
what do we do at that point? Bunker?
Just no.
Because what if they dig into our bunker?
Do you want to hear my honest opinion of what would happen?
Please, let me know. What is our... what? Okay, don't tell me any specifics because they can't know. But what's our escape plan?
Our escape... Well, for one, our escape plan is to...
Because I'm obviously...
Probably go underground.
Yeah.
And this is why.
Okay.
Because all them robots are going to be just... fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And then
hardcore.
What the U.S. is going to do is we're going to be the U.S. and we're going to nuke ourselves.
Yeah.
And
nuke ourselves?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You think? Yeah, yes. They would check. I saw those letters they've done before.
Yes.
Continue.
I 100% believe that basically it'd be like old school, like... Blackbeard destroyed his own ship before he was boarded and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, so that way they don't get all of our secrets.
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, we are essentially the ship in this.
Yes. Okay. And I strongly believe if something like that happened, we would
be walked on by the government. I can dig it.
We would literally. But we have to be honest. I don't believe the government will say. Well, the acting president would be like, well, this is what we're going
to
do.
We're going to Mars.
Yeah. Elon,
get aboard Elon's ship. Here we go.
Okay.
So, okay, sorry.
No,
seriously,
no.
Jokes aside, where are we going, homie?
Underground.
Underground. Okay, so...
Find the deepest cave that we can build something safe to go down.
Hollow Earth. We're going to Antarctica.
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 Okay.
Getting aboard the plane. Mm-hmm. Hey, you coming with us? Hell yeah. He said he's down. We're going to Antarctica. We'll pack up the kids, the family, some animals or some shit like that, right? And we'll fly to fucking Antarctica right into Hollow Earth, and we'll just let Russia and United States do their thing. Yo, we can dab
up the reptilians, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Then we meet everybody, and we're exposed. Hey, Bigfoot, what's good, my dude? You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to smoke a blunt with every single one of them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, a mermaid, we're going to smoke a blunt together. I don't know if you can breathe the blunt, but, like, if it doesn't have to, I don't know, maybe, ooh, we get them, like, some kind of concentrate.
Ah, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, like an RSO or something, yeah, and they just drink it, you know? Goddamn. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I want to bring the good word of cannabis to the world. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, well, of course, of course.
But I don't know, man. I'm about high. How about you?
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm just like, man. Bliss. At least I got everything off my mind that I was going to do for the show before this happened.
Hell yeah,
like,
man.
Like, dude.
I feel
like,
you.
Like, I did want to give a shout-out to QuickWick, like, on some real shit.
Hell yeah.
Like,
so shout him out, bro.
Oh, that's all I wanted to do.
Oh.
I don't want to do
super
too much.
Yeah, no, I feel
just
like,
super excited.
Yeah.
I mean, just
no, we can't wait.
Because I've never expressed it on the podcast before. I'm unless you guys know, I'm super excited. I'm not grouchy at all. Like, I'm just super duper excited.
Hell yeah, man. I can't wait, dude. It's going to be fun. I mean, I can't wait to come out and meet everybody, to go out and see what LA has to offer. I know we're going to be bringing our videographer with us, so that way he could be taping everything as we're out there.
Shout out Family Tides too.
Oh, we didn't even say that. We haven't even said it yet.
We got Kato on our producer tonight on this lovely episode.
Hell yeah, man. So. Really excited about the things coming together with our companies, dude, and this merger a little bit here, you know.
Oh yeah.
I cannot wait to see everything that we are going to do when we finally, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and everything happens, bro. Like, it's going to be amazing. I mean, the quality and the hard work and dedication that went into this track from Family Ties, man. Really, seriously, love to y'all. Appreciate you guys.
Definitely. And then we also decided that we are going to finish up the last settlement. Creepypasta's coming up soon.
Hell yeah, man.
So we'll get that. And then, of course, 420 News coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll try and get that out.
Hell yeah.
Anything else you want to show? You want to shout out anybody, man? No, I think we did everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty stoned.
Yeah, me too.
Time for a fucking... a sandwich and a nap. Fuck
but, hey. Yeah. Until next time, always remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know what may happen.
Peace, y'all.